You're listening to 10 Minutes of Rambling, the podcast for people who like ASMR stuff and can't fall asleep. All music is by Jason Shaw on audionautix.com. Today is about whispering and boxes. Well, good evening, or night, or day, or really anything, right? I mean, anything goes here on this podcast. That's what's so wonderful about it. I mean, I guess not everything goes. There's not really going to be any shouting, right? There's supposed to be some ASMR stuff, but come on, you and I both know that's weird, right? Right? I mean, I'm not going to do any scratching or rubbing or whispering. I mean, I'm already speaking in a low voice, like, you know, hush, hush. There are people that whisper louder than they talk. I mean, I know of at least one person who did that at a meeting. I was in a meeting with, God, it had to be 20 people. And someone was giving a presentation, and the older gentleman sitting next to me said, "I think I need you to come to my office." And he said it really loud, and everyone turned around. And I was very embarrassed, and he was unfazed, nonplussed, nothing. And I appreciate that level of bliss. You know, it's like people who drive cars with really loud mufflers, like, they can hear it, and it's not annoying to them. Like, it must be on some level comforting. You know, it'd be like having an attractive girlfriend, and then common wisdom is that attractive women shriek, you know, and you'd be, "Oh, look, you know, who's in your front seat? Oh, wow, is she attractive?" You know, I mean, maybe that's how these people feel about their cars. Because I can certainly hear it. I can hear when a car comes to the alley and the low rumbling of the muffler literally goes through the walls and my head, and I am not getting on that. It literally vibrates my head to the point where I'm concerned about my brain health. That's not good. Why did they do that? Why do they think a loud muffler's cool? Oh, you know about cars, so you're correcting me. Oh, well, that's going to work. I understand the difference between a quiet and a loud muffler. I understand the act of muffling makes the car less powerful because it can't breathe that much. It's like putting your hand over the mouth of your shrieking attractive girlfriend. It would make her less attractive, right? Yeah, I get it. But I don't get that sound. That's too loud. Stop. I mean, we could talk about motorcycles, but we're not going to do that. That's not what our story is about today. Our story was about ASMR, and maybe it's about something else. And like I said in the beginning, that's actually the beauty of this, is that we really don't know, do we? We don't know what the story's about, because we're just sleeping. We have our phone next to us, and maybe we have our little iPods in. Maybe we have earphones in. Maybe we have some other two-letter word for a thing that you put in your ear that generates sound. Or maybe you just have, like, the speaker on and you're annoying the person next to you. I don't know. But that's what we're doing here, right? We're just having a good time. As we drift and doze off into a happier and more calm place than we're in now. Now, you may be the kind of person that uses a fan to fall asleep. But that's a good thing, right? It's kind of nice. It blocks out the sound of people breaking into your garage. There's that. It uses more electricity. It blows stuff in your room around. So if a fly were to try to alight onto your eyeball while you were sleeping, it's probably not going to happen. It might even scare animals because part of your covering is waving. And they're like, "Wait, what is that? What is that? Something's moving. Is that a snake?" You know, and if you have a cat, your cat's like, it's got its eyes all wide open. It's like, what is that? And he looks from the side to the other side. And he keeps moving his head because his eyes basically see movement. And he's waiting and he sees that one thing in the room moving. And then he pounces on it. And then it freaks you out and you like shoot him off like a catapult. And he inadvertently like smashes onto your dresser where you have lots of trinkets, because that's what we do on dressers, right? A dresser is a box with little boxes and a mirror. That's what it is. And in the little boxes, we put knobs on them and we cut a hole in one of the sides of the box pointed upwards because, you know, gravity. And then we put stuff in the boxes. And then we shove them into the bigger box so they're hidden. Because it looks nice. A wall of knobs looks better than a wall of boxes that are hanging open, showing our clothing. And then we organize our clothing based on a box. And we say, this box is for underwear. This one's for socks. This is for shirts. And this is for all the shit that was on my dresser 6 months ago. I open the drawer and I shove all that shit in there. And maybe I put some in a Ziploc because I'm going to sort it later. Wink, wink. And then you close that. But we still put trinkets on top of our clothing box. And the trinkets we put on there actually gets in the way of the mirror's function, because we can't see all the mirror now because we put some crap there. Why do we put the most fragile and delicate of items there? Well, I guess where else are you going to put these items, right? You can't put them in the drawer with the forks. You know, we have our bathroom and bathroom-related stuff goes in there. We have our kitchen and then cooking-related stuff goes in there. So you're not going to put your ring and your jewelry there. Clearly, you'll put the jewelry in your bedroom because the bedroom is where you dress, unless you live alone. And then the house is where you dress. It doesn't matter where. You disrobe and you dress and you put shorts on. And if you decide you're going to change your clothing because it's 105 out and now you're in the nice and cool air conditioning and you're going to take off these clothes, and then suddenly there's a pile of clothes in the kitchen. But who cares, right? That's the moment you decided to change your clothing. It was when you were standing in the kitchen. And that's okay. Right? I have a little itch on my stomach. So I'm going to itch it. And I don't know if you're picking up this ASMR up, but this is quite a bonus. Oh, that's a good scratch. Who doesn't enjoy a good scratch, especially on the back? In the area on your back where your hands can't reach, that's where the itching occurs. And I would think if you can find a wild animal like a boar, bear, some large animal with claws, and I bet if you could sneak up to it, if you reached to its back and you started scratching, especially like right along the ridge of it, oh, he would just be like, man, that's good. There would probably be zero danger in any way, shape, or form, especially if you were really stealthy. Like if you put on like camouflage and then you ran up to like a bear and you started itching him, he'd be like, what? Oh. And I bet before he could even turn his head to say, wait, what is that? Is that an intruder? He'd be in heaven. And he'd follow you home, I think. I think that's what would happen. In fact, absolutely almost positive. So what did we learn today? I think we learned a lot of things. We learned that itching your stomach makes a nice noise when you're wearing a t-shirt with some sort of stuff on it. And when I say stuff, it's just mostly symbols. It's the department store t-shirt with random symbols that people mistake as other things. For example, this shirt, it has a big star on it with some little boxes. Oh, speaking of boxes, that's what we were doing. And I've never circularly randomly rambled, but I actually went back on the subject for you. You're welcome. So why do we put those little trinkets in there on top of our box that has boxes that have clothing in them? We do tend to collect fragile glass and metal things and we put them there. And that's like, you know, because if you stand in, you can stand in front of someone's toilet, you can kind of open up their cabinets. Sure, you can see what kind of Ritalin they're on or whatever, and you can open up their kitchen cabinets and see the kind of odd spices that they use that you never want to eat, curry. And then you can also, you can stand in front of all sorts of places. But if you stand in front of their box with boxes and a mirror, that's where you see the intimate people You know what they smell like with their perfumes and colognes. There's probably rings and jewelry. There's underwear involved. There's all sorts of stuff involved. It's so intimate and none of your damn business, and you should probably leave. And on that note, I hope you fall asleep. Thank you. That was the 10 Minutes of Rambling podcast. If you're asleep, you're not going to hear this, although it may be subliminal. And if that's the case, this will be $50. So please subscribe and send me $50. And I'll see you next time.